I'm trying to summarize you in my language.
Well, all economic transactions are transactions of differential knowledge between the various people trading goods and services. After all, the Neanderthal in his cave had command of all the natural resources we have today. All the improvement in human condition is the cumulative advance of knowledge.
Right.
And this is the foundation of economics. And the exercise of power, contrary to the spread of knowledge, produces economic stagnation and failure. And that's and there's this constant temptation of elites to interfere in the economy and thus thwart the expressions of entrepreneurial knowledge across the economy among workers and entrepreneurs.
Where do you differ from the libertarian?
The libertarian believes that essentially, and this is extreme libertarianism, there are lots of libertarians who have a better understanding and are inspired by Friedrich Hayek who had a good understanding of knowledge in the economy. But libertarians believe that all sort of human institutions can emerge from anarchy, you know, that spontaneous order arises naturally, and that any sort of inhibitions on human freedom in any way are perverse and destructive. And I think this is wrong, and information theory shows that it's wrong. Information theory shows that in order to bear creative expressions of human progress, you have to have an unsurprising carrier. It takes an unsurprising carrier to bear surprising information. And that's a fundamental principle. And it suggests that in economics, you need the unsurprising carrier of the rule of law, constitutional government, stable families, predictable money, all of the reliable contracts, and all these features of civilization take leadership and heroism and political.
So at what point, let's give the Gilder curve. Too much government stifles the human creativity at the heart of information theory. Too little government is anarchy. Where is the optimum?
It's not just a little more or less. It's predictable or capricious exercise of power. You need a constitutional government that is predictable. And just as in order to bear a message across a wire, you need a predictable wire that doesn't change the message. Similarly, in order to bear entrepreneurial creations across time and space, you need an environment of law and order and predictable a policy that allows the long-time horizons of investment to prosper.
So what we need are the predictable conditions to unleash human creativity.
That's right.
So where would you put secularism on this scale? Does it liberate human entrepreneurial energy, or does it stifle because the order that religion gave is no longer there?
I think, yes. I think that secularism has become infatuated by a vision of a determinist universe that denies both a creator, a God, but also denies human creativity. It implies that all economic life, for example, is predictable and determined.
That's right. That's exactly what it does. And people don't realize that. And it's it's depressing, ultimately.
Yeah, it leads to depression.
Yeah, of which there is a great deal.
Constantly more desperate efforts at the exercise of government power
right.
to make up for the stultification of the system.